Good morning. Welcome back to Chayodam. We're holding in the Klal Chof Beis, Simen Ches. So the Chayodam says, Also Lihisparo Ajichas Aliboy. Person cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei until his body is covered. The Mishaber points out the language of Liboy it's not referring just to his chest, but referring to the person's body. So even though he is in a situation where he is wearing pants, he cannot be bare-chested. He has to be wearing a shirt. Umishadarka lelech bechagura, a person who normally wears some type of a belt. Also, he spalal achiyachkar avagav the shabrochas ein tzarech lezeh. So he has pants. So pants act as a separation between his heart and his erva, because he's wearing them and they're fairly tight against the body. That's considered that there's a separation between the heart and the person's erva. So a person is allowed to say brochas, he's allowed to say kriya shema. But for Shemoneh Esrei, he needs to wear a belt as well. But the Chayotim says that's only true if the person normally wears a belt. The person who does not normally wear a belt is not required to belt himself for the purpose of davening Shemoneh Esrei. The Chayotim continues and says that a person should wrap himself in clothing. Literally means that's a literal translation, which means he should dress himself well, as if he was going in front of a prince. So it has to be the type of clothing that a person would be willing to present himself to an adam nichbad, to a person of stature. Therefore, ain nochem hispalal bekafton, bebegad atachton, oy beshlofrak. So he shouldn't be using shlofrak is pajamas. A person should not just be wearing his regular clothing. He should be putting on some type of a jacket. And the person should not be, they would wear like a turban, like a long robe that they wore in the house, that's not supposed to be worn either. That's the kaftan. So like the Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Navi, Kamashakosov, Omar Kosov, he currently grass alokecho, Yisrael. If I recall correctly, it's a Pasuk in Amos. You should prepare yourself. A person should prepare himself to come to greet your God. So just like a person prepares himself before they have an audience with somebody of stature, they make sure that they're dressed well, and they prepare themselves in that way. So a person should prepare themselves for Shemoneh Esrei in the same way. And this is based on a Gemara in Shabbos and a Gemara in Brochus. But the more applies this pasuk of he currently krasa lechecha Yisrael to the way a person should dress in when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei. That a person should do it in such a way that it shows their kavod. Then the Chayotim continues and talks about wearing what type of head covering the person should wear. Let's hold that for a second. So the Chayotim has introduced two points over here. He's introduced the question in regards to what type of belt to wear, whether a person has to be wear a belt or not. And then he's introduced the question of wearing a jacket as opposed to just wearing a shirt. So both of these issues, there's what to expand upon. Let's touch on the belt issue for a second. The Gemara talks about the idea that a person has to wear a belt for davening. It's Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And there Tosfos brings an opinion which says that's only required if a person is not wearing pants. If a person is wearing pants, a person does not need to wear a belt. The Acharonim argue on Tosfos that it's only according to one opinion of the Rishonim, based on a Gemara in Brachos. We don't pass them like that. Therefore, a person would be required to wear a belt even if they're wearing pants. However, the Magen Avraham and the Chayyadim following him says that halacha that a person needs to wear a belt, even though they're wearing pants, is only applying to a person who normally wears a belt. So part of your getting fully dressed is putting on a belt. So you cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei without putting on that belt. It's lack of fully dressed. But if a person is wearing a belt, to say that he's required to wear something beyond that, i.e., for example, what many people wear, which is called a gartel, would not be required in halacha. There's no such requirement. What's the argument behind wearing a gartel? The Gemara does say that it's brought down in halacha that it's appropriate to have a special bega that you put on for the purpose of davening. So since many of us wear our jacket and our hat not in the davening situation, we wear it in other occasions as well. So having a special garment to wear for the purpose of davening would be appropriate. So that would be the argument behind wearing a gartel. But regards to the loch of chagura that's required over here, either according to that opinion of the Rishonim, once you have pants, you don't need that. We don't paskin like that. But it's only a person who normally wears a belt, he has to put on a belt. Once a person has put on a belt, he's met the responsibility which is required of chagura. The person has to wear a belt for davening. There's no requirement to wear a gartel beyond that. And the purpose of wearing a gartel beyond that is because of having a special beged, which is miyuchad, for the purpose of tefillah. Have a good day.